USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Ohio man pleads guilty to federal hate crime charges in the deadly car attack at a 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. U.S. Attorney Thomas Cullen says dropping the death penalty case for James Alex Field Jr.'s plea to the other charges was a good decision.
The potential life imprisonment was an acceptable result. We also believe that it vindicated our interest in protecting the civil rights of those victims.
At the White House, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, she says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The man accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl after murdering her parents pleads guilty. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
21-year-old Jake Patterson pleads guilty to kidnapping Jamie Claus and murdering her parents in court on Wednesday morning in Barron County, Wisconsin. He entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and a count of kidnapping and armed burglary. The murders and kidnapping happened last October. Jamie was held for nearly 3 months before she escaped on her own in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao weighed in on the safety of air travel before a Senate panel hearing following two fatal crashes involving Boeing MAX 8 aircraft since October. Chao tells the Senate committee she's not sure why the FAA didn't require Boeing to install some safety features in the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A fan who inspired so many people is being remembered at Purdue University. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Purdue University is honoring superfan Tyler Trent, who died on January 1st with a rare form of bone cancer. Trent was diagnosed with cancer in 2014 when he was in high school, and after the cancer went into remission, he enrolled at Purdue. But the cancer came back, and through all this, Trent continued to attend Purdue University. Purdue University President Mitch Daniels says now is the time to honor Tyler Trent.
The first thing that we will do is rename the E-gate, the gate that students use, the gate where Tyler was first discovered by our coach one evening, the T2 gate, and to build an arch over it, which will honor his memory forever. We hope this will be an appropriate way for generations of fans and non-fans, for that matter, to be reminded of what Tyler stood for, personified characteristics that we really want every Boilermaker in some measure to embody. That didn't seem like enough. And we have a second idea, which has been made known, and that is that a scholarship, a full tuition, room, and board scholarship, be awarded each year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.